This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know, you can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on Radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off to Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes akin.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our friends jumping on right now. Sacramento, 98 Rock, California's legendary rock station. Also, Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON. And our brand new latest affiliate, that would be Z-Rock 103 in lovely Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to the program. Big show for you today. We have the question, who called the police and why? And this is based off this story. A white man who called the cops on a black family for using a gated pool in their North Carolina neighborhood has been fired from his job at a global packaging firm after video footage of the incident went viral. Officials with Sunoco Products announced that Adam Bloom was no longer employed at the company, noting that the packaging firm does not condone discrimination of any kind. You may be aware by now of a terrible incident involving the actions of one of our employees outside of the workplace. The well-documented incident, which involves activities at a neighborhood pool, again over the 4th of July weekend, in no way reflects the core values of the company to that end. The firestorm began July 4th when Yasmin Abulumin, I know I messed that up, shared a Facebook video of the altercation showing a pair of officers nearby. As Bloom complained, he'd already called the cops on the woman. The woman suggested that Bloom asked to see her identification after seeing her at the pool. No one else asked for their ID. I feel this is racial profiling. I'm the only black person here with my son at the pool, she's heard saying on the video. He walked only to me to ask for my ID. She explained in the video that Bloom had asked her for her address, which she then provided. He then asked to see her identification as she and her son attempted to enjoy some quality time at the neighborhood pool. Bloom could then be heard asking the police officer to validate the pool card and that it works at the pool gated swim area.
You think people in the business are making counterfeit pool cards, brother?
After proving that the woman's card was valid, the officers then apologized to the woman. And then the woman asked Bloom to do the same. It would be nice if you apologize, she's heard saying from behind the camera. Do you want to apologize, Adam? Do you want to apologize for what you just did? The footage quickly made its way around the internet, blah, 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 blah. The man is dubbed ID Adam.
ID Adam.
In the wake of the incident, Bloom resigned from a North Carolina Homeowners Association board, according to the New York Times. An attorney for Bloom later told the publication that the man and his family have had to leave their home after receiving death threats as a result of the incident. The cop call is just the latest in a string of headlines. Yeah, we know the rest of the story. Our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there, man. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay.
I got you, sir.
All right. Been listening to your station for a little while, but dig this afternoon's question thing.
Okay.
I've got a killer story about the cops getting called on me.
All right.
I was at home from work one afternoon about 4 o'clock, and I got a junk call. I didn't realize it was a junk call, so I picked it up and answered. It was somebody trying to sell me a home security system.
Okay.
So I said, dude, the job is done, but there's blood everywhere. And I hung up. So about 2 minutes later, the same number calls again. Well, now I know it's a junk call, so I don't even bother to answer it. And then my wife is coming after me. We were heading in the back room. We were getting a little frisky. And we were getting our clothes off, getting the cuddling. And there was a knock at the front door. And my wife says, did we lock the front door? I'm not sure. Let me go check. So she jumps, throws on her robe and runs out to the door. And she said that when she got there, the doorknob was turning and starting to open. And she turned the knob and she shoved the door shut and locked the deadbolt. And then she looked outside the front window and there's three cops standing outside the door. So she opens up the door, and they're talking to her, and they said they got a call that there's some trouble in our house. And she hollers at me, Joe, get your ass out here. And I threw on a pair of shorts, and I come out, and we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. Who called them? You know, what happened?
How long is this conversation going on before you finally piece together that maybe it's from this telemarketer person?
Probably about 30 or 40 seconds before I pieced it together. And then I asked the cops, okay, did they tell you something about blood everywhere? And the cops said, yeah, that's what we heard. We need to come inside and make sure that everything's okay. So eventually we wound up letting them come inside and check the house out. Everything was okay, but the big bummer of it was now the wife was no longer in the mood.
See? Yeah, because the hot cop stopped by.
You know I like a man in uniform.
That's right. If you could just be with him, so, it'd be different.
A little extra trick is one of my next-door neighbor knew one of the cops. So he hung around and talked with my neighbor for another hour after everything was done.
Jesus. All just because you didn't want to be bothered at home.
Now, let me ask you this. When you let the cops into your house, because, like, I could let the cops at my house and be like, look, man, yeah, there's no blood, anything. But I would have to do a mental checklist of things they might find. I mean, did you have any concerns like, hey, man, did I put the so-and-so away? You know, they're looking for blood. I understand that. But in case you left any of your stuff out, you know?
No, my wife and I have been so square for 30 years now. There's nothing for them to find.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's such a different world. And I know maybe this says a lot about me, and this is a sad statement, but, like, he had no problem with that. Like, oh, sure, guys, come in, you know, take a look. And, again, I would have no problem letting him into my house for the sake of them trying to find blood. Like, dude, I'm telling a joke. But I really would be concerned, like, I wonder if they're going to find anything else. Like, sir, the good news is we're not going to get you for homicide, but you have 15 felony charges for this. And I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I really don't know.
Who called you? Do that awkward thing where you just kind of lean over as you're talking to them, like, everything's fine.
Yeah, you do stuff like
that. I just put that in my pocket.
I mean, you go through that at the airport, man, like, you know, if you, I don't know.
Not well enough.
Not to, anytime they get the dogs out, you know, and it's, I don't carry anything on me if I'm going to travel to the airport. But that does not mean that at some point in the past, there has not been something illegal in that bag. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to go on a trip, grab a backpack, duffel bag, whatever it is, and at that moment, and I'm pretty good about checking them, but I realize as I see the dog, like, you know, man, you might get busted for something. Like, I didn't bring anything on the trip, but it doesn't mean there's not something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
It's actually gotten so bad, I'll buy a new bag before a trip now. Because I just don't know, just different stuff we do, where you travel around, how much bud people are giving, all this kind of stuff, and I'm like, man, I don't want any of this on me at the airport.
Laws are different, right?
And that's I don't know your laws, and I don't want to know your laws. I just assume that when I buy weed, when I get to your place, I'll just smoke it somewhere, as you would say, Ted, in the place with no cameras.
Right.
Like, I'm going to smoke weed when I get to your state, but I'm not going to bring it with me. Hello, Christine. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was probably about
8
or 9 years old, my friend Shay was a runaway. Probably for about a week, she was living in my closet. My parents didn't know. And she'd hang out with my brother and my friend TJ and Nico. And after a while, she got kind of annoying, especially like...
Wait a minute, you mean the woman living in your closet started getting on your nerves?
It's like Stranger Things.
Would you name her 11?
She like
she lives in your closet. You can't let anyone.
What was it? Egos?
It's like she's E.T. or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, here, have
it's
a graham cracker.
Everywhere I go, she has to go, and it's, you know, kind of, it's annoying. It's like having like a little sister, I guess.
Okay. So now that you rescued the stray human being.
Right. So, you know, my friends and I, they were kind of getting, you know, kind of bugged of her too. So we just, and the cops have been looking for her, too, and they kind of suspected that I knew where she was, but I was like, you know, no, what are you talking about? So eventually, we know that she was kind of being looked for, we just decided to call them for her.
You called the cops on her to get her out of your closet, basically?
Yeah. So when the cops showed up, Well, as soon as we saw them pull up, we told her, oh my gosh, the cops are here.
Oh my goodness. Look at that. Somebody must have figured out that you're here.
Who called the cops on you?
Oh no.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great. No, she ran out the door and went like a whole nother direction. And I think they got her somewhere.
Did they? Have you been in contact with her since then?
She doesn't know to this day that I did that. No.
Does she? Do you still? Are you still friends with her?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
she moved. You know, I love the way you tell the story, though. It's like, I saw this woman get hit by a train and her head exploded. And the carriage that she was pushing, I don't know if it had a baby or a dog in it, but that thing went flying and blood was everywhere.
Oh,
and I don't know whatever happened of them all, but I'm just assuming they're dead. That's crazy.
No, I believe we hung out after that.
Yeah.
You know, she just went home, basically. Oh. They just take her home, I think. You know, it's not like...
You don't know. Do you really know?
She probably got put in foster care. A life of drugs and prostitution.
A kid living in my closet. Ooh, those are the days.
Hide in my closet.
What the hell's going on?
I mean, even my best friends, I'm like, no, man, you're not staying in my closet, dude.
Oh, my God.
You're not staying in my closet.
Yeah.
And listen, not because I don't want to help you, not because I'm worried about the cops, none of that. I don't want you to live in my goddamn closet. Nothing about that seems like a good idea.
That's like the most amazing Asperger's disposition I've ever heard in my life.
40 people drowned. And that's why I don't ride
boats.
I'm
completely detached from human feelings. Who called the police and why? 844-999. Oh, the reason that we asked the question, Uriah Sharp was delivering newspapers with his mom in Columbus, Ohio, when the cops were called on him. A paper boy walking alongside his mom in suburban, once again, Columbus, Ohio, came face to face with a cop after a neighbor thought he was up to no good. The neighbor spied the 12-year-old.
He's throwing litter on people's porches.
Well, here's what he did wrong. He hopped out of a van and walked up to a handful of homes. Initially, she assumed whoever he was delivering papers. I noticed they were walking up to homes with nothing in their hands, and one of them came back with something, said the 911 caller. It seemed kind of suspicious. That's because the boy had delivered the paper to the wrong home, and his mother said, son, you need to go and pick that paper up. It goes to the house next door.
Yeah.
So that's what Uriah Sharp did. He delivered the paper to the wrong home. He was picking them up. Damn. The cop quickly determined that that's exactly what the Sharps were doing, according to the police.
I like his last name is Sharp, but he delivered the paper to the wrong house.
Oh, by the way, that was his first day of his paper route. His mom did that because she wanted to teach her son the value of working with someone. And she wanted to mentor him so that he could see maybe what being responsible and being a person who has a job in the neighborhood is looks like.
Now he knows exactly how it is.
Mm. Our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, what do we have here? A woman in Oakland, California called the police on a family for using a charcoal grill in a park barbecue zone not designated for charcoal. A woman called the police on a family at Lake Merritt in Oakland, California last month while they were setting up for a day at the park. Their crime, according to the unidentified woman, was grilling in one of the park's designated barbecue zones using a charcoal grill instead of a non-charcoal grill. The April 29th incident was filmed by a witness named Michelle Snyder, who confronted the woman for calling the police on the family. Police responded to the incident, but did not issue any citations, according to the Oakland council member Lynette McCaney. In a city that needs significant policing services, we cannot have those precious, expensive resources squandered in a frivolous way. She added, police are not private security for any white person that's offended by the presence of black folks in our public spaces.
Jesus.
She's cut to the quick on that one.
Well, at least she's not trying to con anybody.
Exactly. Here you go.
All right.
Passersby.
Any questions?
Including Angela Williams gathered to ask the woman why she was calling the police. Williams told the Huffington Post that she had finished walking around the lake when she saw the woman standing near a man alone at the grill with this frown on her face. Williams described the woman as aggressive, curt, and not friendly. She was just close enough to be uncomfortable, but far away that she wasn't in their physical space. Williams, who later learned the man was named Onseo Abram, tweeted about the incident and took photos of the woman standing near the barbecue. Abram told the San Francisco Chronicle, the woman began arguing with him about his grill being illegal while he was setting it up. I proceeded to tell her, hey, that's not a posted sign. I believe I'm in the correct area. Go on about your day. Please leave me alone. She said, no, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to need you to shut this down or I'm going to call the police.
You see, he's thinking to himself, I'm about to have one of these goddamn days.
Lake Merritt has 6 designated barbecue zones, 3 that permit charcoal grills and 3 designated for non-charcoal portable grills. Who knew that George Foreman could be picked up and taken on the road?
Oh, absolutely. I'm George Foreman. You can grill with me in Oakland.
The family was in a barbecue-designated area.
Is a portable non-charcoal... Does that just mean the little hibachi?
Gas grill.
Yeah.
Or the George Foreman.
But,
come on,
take. But they were in the charcoal, non-charcoal zone. The woman waited near the barbecue after confronting Abram. I made some innocuous...
So wait, was he in the wrong place?
He was in the non-charcoal zone.
But he had a charcoal grill?
With a charcoal...
Call the cops!
That is correct, and that's exactly what
Lock
she did.
Lock him up, throw away the key, the guy's an animal.
Yeah. Sometime later, by the way, the woman who's watching all this with this woman, and her husband, they were there for a barbecue. They confronted the woman. Why are you so bent up out of shape other than being there? Snyder asked the woman, as heard in the video. Because it causes extra money for our city to do things when children get injured because of improperly disposed coals.
Oh, I thought you were worried about my dirty needles in the sandbox.
Eventually, the woman walked to meet police officers at a nearby convenience store and began to cry, saying that she was being harassed. Snyder followed her to the police, asking for the woman to return a card that says the woman took from her, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
And if you're the cops, you're like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, she's crying. This is crap. Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I had this neighbor who really, really didn't like me and came over a few times, told me to be quiet, which is fine, whatever. You had a new kid. I'm fine with that.
Why? What were you doing that was not quiet? Were you actually loud?
I was playing video games with my friends every, like, twice a week online, so I might have been shouting a little bit, but it wasn't
a nightly
thing. I wasn't going until 5 in the morning. It was usually around 10 or 11 I stopped, so.
All right.
This guy just kind of had a problem with me, to the point where he's banging on my door one night, and I don't answer because I don't want to get in a fight with my neighbor. He's, like, screaming stuff, like, no, I'm going to play the big man. I'm not going to do anything. About 2 weeks later, and during this, by the way, I'm going through withdrawals from antidepressants, like, which I didn't know you could even do until it happened. So I'm like 6'1". I weigh about 125 at the most.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Basically a skeleton, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my God, man, you're all penis and arms.
Yeah, I'm just basically bones and nothing else.
Okay.
Put that on your dating profile. That is...
Yep.
My penis looks big because I'm so small.
Oh, yeah, no, I looked scary, I'm assuming. And during this time, this is important for later. But during this time, because I was in so much pain from withdrawals, I was going to, just to be blunt, a sex club to get beat up. Because it was like when you hurt something else, you focus on...
Oh, colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother... and please keep those words in mind when calling... Now, back to the program.
Yeah, so I'm getting the crap beat out of me at this place.
Okay, all right.
And I come home with my girlfriend at the time, and we're watching YouTube in bed. And not loud YouTube, not through speakers, we're just watching YouTube. And I hear someone slamming on my door, so I go to check out who it is, and it's a cop. And he said, "Hey, we've gotten word that there's a domestic disturbance in here. Are you with anyone?" And I said, "Yes, I'm with my girlfriend." And he has her come out of the bedroom and says, "Miss, can you come out? I got to see if you have any injuries on you." And again, I am covered in bruises. I'm 6'1". I weigh 125. But I humor the cop. I'm like, "Yeah, bring her out." They ask her, "Hey, can you step into the light? We didn't make sure you don't have bruises on you." So she does. And the cop says, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." Like, they realize that they're being idiots. And they've been played a little bit. So,
They're not being idiots. They got cold.
Yeah.
So, and you're covered in bruises. I follow exactly what they
do. So was the neighbor legitimately concerned about your well-being?
Oh, no. They thought I was beating on my girlfriend. They asked you to come to the light because they thought I was hitting her.
Oh, I see.
That was the worst part about it.
Okay.
It doesn't feel good to hear that. Listen. Did your girlfriend know that you were in a fight club and that's why you're all battered and bruised?
Yeah. No, she was the one doing it.
It was a sex club.
Oh, sex club. Yeah, sex club. Sorry,
that's
man.
That's when he was trying to take the pain away from the other spot.
Okay. All right.
Because mentally he was having a tough time, so it physically hurt.
What depressive drug were you coming off of? The withdrawals were that bad?
It was an antidepressant named like Celexa or something. It wasn't like heroin. It was literally a prescribed drug to me.
Celexa. That's somebody's name too.
Addiction has nothing to do with whether a doctor gives it to you or if you buy it off the street. Trust me. Yeah. Sometimes the doctor stuff is more addictive.
That was kind of a prescribed.
Right. And by the way, some comments came in about you, and one of the nicknames you've been given is Penis and Bones.
Penis and Bones.
Penis and Bones. Yeah.
I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah, I thought you might. Right. How much do you weigh now? How much do you weigh?
I am at a comfortable 200.
So you put on 75 pounds since you got off that drug, or what?
Well, I was going through withdrawals for about a year and a half. So I was, and this was like 4 years ago. Now I'm 200 pounds. I'm healthy. I'm a little chunky, but healthier.
You're 6 foot one. Yeah. I mean, that's a reasonable weight for being 6 foot one. Are you with the same girl?
No, different girl. I actually just got engaged recently, which is pretty cool.
Does she, I hope you think that. Does she whip your ass every once in a while?
When you're feeling down?
Yeah, we have some special stuff, yeah.
All right, man. Then you found the girl with special stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the silver lining to this whole thing?
Sure.
That guy got caught beating his kids and wife, which isn't good, but he's in jail, and now he doesn't get to see his kids ever again. So it's like,
Karma,
bitch.
We got
totally.
Karma, bitch.
That's something you
right. So the guy who fake called that you were beating on somebody was actually the person.
Yeah.
Really.
Shocking. Like the people who's mad at gay people for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they have in common. Who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
Their breath, Miles.
Oh, that's right. Because it both smells like
Fritos. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So this story goes way back to my high school days when me and a bunch of friends got voluntold to go help a friend's aunt and uncle move.
Okay.
So we go out there, it's this little place called Winlock, south of Olympia. And we're on site, my friend Leo and myself in my pickup, and the rest of the friends and the aunt and uncle had already gone through there and moved a few things, and we're at the new house getting set up, so just Leo and myself. With the truck backed up to the house and loading in furniture. That's when the neighbor kind of spies across the way and sees two high school kids dressed in trench coats.
You're wearing a trench coat?
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah, okay. I mean, listen, if you roll in a trench coat club, all right, and there's a few things. If you're a white person with dreadlocks, don't bitch too much if the cops think you got weed on you, right? Back in the day.
And don't bitch too much if real Rastafarians give you a hard time either.
Right, if you're wearing a trench coat. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
You're a high school kid in a trench coat.
Use the trench coat to move?
Oh, yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
You got to expect this.
Right.
You got this whole thing. It's almost like you're asking for it, right? I mean, that's like your whole gimmick at that point. Like, you want the cops to call, right? So you finally get it.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. It made a lot of sense once everything was done. But yeah, they see across the way two high school kids with trench coats loading furniture, and they go, "I wonder what's going on there," and call the cops. So yeah, we're inside the house getting stuff moved, and we hear the loud banging on the door. Like, "Hey, come out and come to the front door. Make sure your hands are visible." We're like, "Oh crap." So they get us situated out there, put on my tailgate with handcuffs on, and they're trying to sort out what's going on there. And they're trying to take our IDs and write our names down, and they're trying to contact this aunt and uncle. Well, they don't have a phone set up at that time, so the cops have to contact the aunt and uncle's brother, the father of our friend, who only knows us by nicknames.
Oh, no. What was your nickname?
Yeah.
Steely.
Yeah, I go by Bo.
Bo.
And
all right.
My friend Leo, he goes by Leo, but his ID is he's a Pacific Islander, so rather long name that I did not recognize. So they call him up. Like, nope.
And the phone dies. Right, yeah, of course, that's how that goes.
See, if you're in a van handing out candy at an elementary school, and they call the cops and go, "Hey, man, what am I doing? What did I do wrong?" And they say, "Well, you're in a van. People thought it was suspicious.
Right.
You're handing out candy in an elementary school." And you go, "What?
But he's a kid, man. Yeah, I don't know.
As an adult, cool, like, my brother's a teacher. Show up to a school
in a trench coat.
I'm just saying, if you're an adult, like." I didn't realize it.
Show up to a school.
That's what I'm saying. Show up to a school.
That's all.
Like, somebody is going to confront you, which is good.
Yeah.
No, it's great, man.
Yeah.
If I go get my kids, man, I mean, it's like you got to punch in to get there. They know you're there before you know that anyone knows you.
There's cameras on that and all.
Yeah,
all
one time, to visit my brother, a door just opened. So I just kind of walked in. This lady, chased me down. I was like, "What are you doing in here?" I was like, I know, Mr. Smith.
You know, and it's stupid.
I'm a Mr. Smith.
There is one of our coworkers who shall remain nameless, one of our coworkers lives very close to my kid's school. All right. And like you say, Ted, you know, like any school, it's got the fans, it's got all this stuff, and people know you're there. This dude, now I want to say maybe he grew up there too, but he's been there for years. But he just walks through the school campus all the time. I mean, just by himself. Right. But he just doesn't care. Because I always tell him, I said, "Man, you know you look like a pedophile." I'm like, man, you know, that's what they think. I'm like, but you don't want anyone to think that.
Right.
But he just does. He's like, "Hey, man, it's a shortcut because there's a really nice park, right? But the school basically blocks his ability to get there." So, "Yeah, man, I just cut through the school and go to the park." So the first year my kids go there, there's this big, introductory kind of outdoor party thing, right? None of us know each other. You haven't really been to the school. And so it's parents and their kids. And that is it. And then here comes our coworker. "Hey, man, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "Well, my kid goes here, man. What are you doing here?" He's like, "I'm just cutting through to go to the park, man." I was like, this is so ridiculous. He just does not care. You know who it is. Let me give you a hint.
You know.
That's right or down for
here.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Oh, very good.
Oh.
So yeah. But he'll also do the Movember thing, right? So I'm like, "Bro, you're rolling through a campus with the kids on the playground with your dirty solo stash." I'm like, "And the only person you talk to is me." It's like, I look bad because I'm talking to you.
Who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
There's a school I walk by on the way to work every day, and I don't know why, but I cross the street. I don't even want to walk up the sidewalk by the school.
Well, there's a kinder care or something. I feel bad if I'm smoking a cigarette. All the kids are playing in the window, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a dog daycare. You're like,
"Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll stop at the dog daycare.
Sure. Stare at kids. Yeah, exactly. Watch what happens.
Because, who wants a kid if it's not theirs?
Right. That's exactly
the problem.
It.
That's really the problem.
Hello, York. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I'm Mike Hawk's twin brother.
Oh, nice. Lucky you.
We share the same last name.
Okay.
But anyways, who called the cops? Is that the question?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's a riddle.
Right, exactly. Are you asking us?
You're asking, I don't.
Did you call the wrong?
Your neighbor called the cops on you. My guess.
Did you call the wrong? This is car talk.
Oh, damn it, man. Mm-hmm. So anyway. So I'm drinking whiskey with my girlfriend and one of my buddies. Night goes on. She decides she wants to go to the bedroom and pass out. So she goes in there, passes out. My buddy and I continue to drink for another hour or so. He's saying he's going to use the bathroom. A couple minutes later, I hear her screaming. He's in there trying to get a little bit.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
That's the word of the day.
It really is. On the radio.
It's like Sesame Street.
What's going on?
Today, kids, we're going to learn about the S word.
Let's call it.
Every opportunity you get to use it.
Oh,
and
man.
Guess what? Well, if they have to dump you on the radio, you said it right.
We're going to take a break. We asked who called the police and why. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Almost as soon as Allison Edel's colleagues in the Bay Area cannabis industry recognized her as hashtag Permit Patty, they began purging her products from the shelves. Several Bay Area marijuana dispensaries said they will no longer carry Treatwell health products after Edel, the company's founder, was outed as the notorious white San Francisco woman caught on a viral video calling police on an 8-year-old black girl for selling water without a permit. Treatwell spokeswoman Cynthia Gonzalez said that Edel had resigned from the company. It is Mrs. Edel's belief that Treatwell, its employees and patients should not have to suffer because of a situation that occurred in an escalated moment. Edel's resignation follows days of criticism from former Treatwell customers. Compassion is supposed to be at the forefront of this industry, and to see the way that this has played out with a complete disregard for a child's well-being, I think it was a disappointment. That from the general manager of Magnolia Oakland in an interview. She said she will not be ordering any more Treatwell products and discounted the business's leftover inventory. The proceeds from the remaining sale, she said, will be given to the girl who was selling the water.
Oh, damn. She made out.
And to Black Girls Code, a San Francisco nonprofit focused on providing technology education for African-American girls. Other dispensaries in the Bay Area have done the same. Our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
I'm pretty sure they were dog treats.
They were. She was making, yeah. She was the,
She's making like edibles for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dogs have a voice somewhere. I'm McGruff. I've changed my mind on marijuana since the 80s. I'm all for it now as I've gotten older. Turns out my breed has hip problems. I'm all about the edible cannabis.
One 10 milligram caramel, and I'm good to go.
Tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. Putting back on the trench coat, but this time it's green.
Who called the police? Why? 844-999-OLA.
Take a bite out of pain. Hello, Dion. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'll try to kind of be brief with my story, but it starts a few years back. My best friend in the world, his fiance now, and his longtime girlfriend then, kept getting these like messages from this kid. We were probably 21. This kid was probably 17. And lo and behold, I live in a small town in Alaska, downtown at the bars. And this kid was walking around with his friend, and I see him, I'm kind of buzzed up, and I'm like, hey, punk, stop texting my best friend's girl, or I'm going to kick your ass.
I like that you use the word punk.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People don't use it enough now, man.
Good. You punk, you.
That is some Clint Eastwood-esque right there.
I'm going to call the coppers if you do it again.
Oh, man, that's weird. Anyway, so this kid's like, you can't beat me up. I'm 17. And I'm like, all right, I'll do one better. I'll sleep with your sister. And, you know, just kind of drunk, talking smack. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Well, he gets really mad. Now he does want to fight. And I'm like, well, you just told me if I fight you, I'm going to go to jail. So I'm not going to fight you. Call me when you're 18, kid. And
I like how you operate.
19.
Yeah.
So did he call you when he was 18?
He called me.
Oh, he did call me. Sweet.
He messages me.
All right, cool. Oh, he texted you. Same difference.
So he Facebook messaged me, hey, remember that one time where you did that one thing? And I'm like, no, man, I hardly remember who you are. And so he reminds me, he refreshes my memory, tells me exactly the things I said, you know, a little more vulgar than I'm telling you. But lo and behold, I probably did deserve to, like, get challenged to a fight. But he kept telling me, like, come out to the creek, which is a place in town where all the hillbillies ride their four-wheelers. And so I'm like, no, dude, I'm not going to go out and get jumped by you and your hillbilly squad.
Come hillbilly down squad. On the Outdoor Network. Come check out the hillbilly squad.
I'm a big city boy.
So for hours and hours, he's trying to convince me to come out to the creek. And I'm like, I'm at the bars. Whenever you want to come downtown, I'll step out of the bar, I'll beat you up, and then I'll go and have a celebratory drink over it. And finally, after bar closes, he does. By now, my entire friend group is just can't walk except for me and one. And the one, he's a really sweet guy, he's a really reasonable guy, but he's a big, big dude. And so he says, Dion, let me go ahead and talk to him and see, like, if there's a bunch of them. If there's a bunch of them, there's no use in getting your butt kicked. So, just like call the night. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And so I wait 5 minutes while my friend goes ahead and checks out the scene for me. And I'm like, I'm just too antsy. And so I walk up and I see from pretty far distance that there's four people there and I don't see my friend. And so I'm like, oh man, I can't back down now. So I'm the one who called the cops.
That's a fantastic ending.
That's awesome.
It's not over. I call the cops and I'm like, hey, listen, my pride won't let me back down from this fight, but I'm probably going to get jumped by four dudes. You guys should come help me. I'm going to start the fight like right now, so I'll see you guys soon. And they're like, yeah, sure, dude, that's cool. And they hang up on me. And so I walk up to the kid and I'm like, hey, remember, this is your fault. You were hitting on my friend. Like, you're the one who reminded me why I said those things. And he's like, no, I have the text, I swear. And he pulls out his phone. And as soon as he looks at it, I punch him in the face as hard as I can. And the cops roll up. So I put my hands behind my back and I just stand there. And they come up and they say, hey, what's going on? And I pull out my phone. I have 4 hours worth of Facebook messages of this kid begging me to fight. Also, I'm above the age of 21. This kid's 19. I guarantee he's drinking. You should breathalyze him. Check my record. I'm clean. My best friend here is clean. And I know for a fact that these kids have, like, you know, MCs, and one of them tried to fight a cop last year because I'd read it in the local newspaper. And so they looked at these rascal kids, and they looked at me, and I'm like, dude, go home. And then they breathalyzed the kids, and I went home. It was awesome.
Dion.
How did you never, and you never saw them again?
Oh, no, I see them all the time. Actually, it was really awkward last year when I was working this place. I was picking up a bunch of rock salt to spread it in the place I was working. Well, the kid worked at the place that sells rock salt, so
what
that
is
was
it
really
like?
Awkward running.
But, all right, but when you see each other, like, hey, man, look at your phone, right? So,
yeah, take a look at your phone. I dare you.
Dion, where are you living now in Alaska?
A Ketchikan. It's the closest to Seattle. I was actually in Seattle last year, and that's how I know of your show. And then cool. I had to get an app.
so I can listen to it.
Okay, awesome, man. We appreciate it, man.
Dion,
look at your phone.
Awesome.
Still to come, the word has things Americans say that other countries don't understand. And more of your calls coming up on our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.